The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals have said that the current CAO system is unfair, outdated and doesn't serve students' best interests. And of course, round two of the CAO is out this afternoon. A number of students, including many who received a maximum of 625, will be waiting to see if they got their preferred course. Because of course, if there are enough people with 625 and they are oversubscribed, it means that the lottery kicks in. Joining me now to discuss this is Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Education Columnist with the Irish Times, and Donal Cremin, who is President of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Brian, to that issue of the fairness or unfairness of the CAO, my understanding was that the great advantage of the CAO was its anonymity and objectivity. Is it unfair?
I think the CAO system is inherently fair. You are just a number. And at the end of the day, you know, whether you get an offer or not depends on whether, in fact, you get the points. Now, you know, the whole issue of social class is hugely important here because, you know, the argument being made by some is that obviously the grind system, you know, determines whether, in fact, students get that extra advantage of the points and therefore get the places. But if you actually look at what happens in the UK, where you have that personal statement to interview, etc., you know, there's a huge business for communications companies, you know, who have, you know, preparing students for these. So social class is going to come in anywhere you have a system where there is something valuable at the end of the result. And I think the CAO system, given the pressures that, you know, people put on it in relation to getting places in college, is really, really fair. Now, the present system where we have two courses currently before this afternoon on 625, where there are a number of students who claim to have the 625 before the enhancement and lost out in the random selection process, that's unfair. But that system, you know, is there for a number of years. It'll be washed out of the system and it hasn't occurred before enhancement and I doubt it'll occur afterwards.
Whatever about an interview process, what about factors like continuous assessment?
Yes, but that then comes down to the continuous assessment, which is really, if you think about the Minister announced the upgrading for a number of subjects last week with her policy of 40% of the marks being on a continuous assessment or on a process whereby students will submit work, which will be corrected, not by their own teachers, but independently by the State Exams Commission. And she is committed that as we go forward, that that kind of 40%, or in some cases even higher, is going to be built into the system. So in a sense, we're bringing that in, but not as the ASTI obviously would object to being corrected by their own teachers, but an independent assessment outside the school. So that's actually already coming into the system.
Speaking of the ASTI, the President of the Association of Secondary Teachers is with us, Donal Cremin. Morning, Donal.
Good morning, Antoine. Thank you for having me on your programme this morning.
It is a pleasure. What's your take on the relative fairness of the CAO?
It is important to recognise that the current system for assessing the Leaving Cert is recognised as fair, objective and transparent. That is something we must maintain and need to maintain throughout the lifetime of the Leaving Cert and of the CAO system as well. This year, a combination of some grade inflation and an increase in the number of students going through the Leaving Cert has resulted in difficulties for some students, which the NAPD is highlighting. The answer to this is to increase the college places. The government must address the funding crisis in education, both at second level and in third level, okay, before we move forward with a lot of the proposals that the minister is stating. We must also recognise that the system has evolved and is evolving, and many subjects have additional components, such as in my own area of project work and practical exams in engineering. This helps to produce a wider set of skills, and such abilities can be assessed, which is good for students, which is overall good for students.
But can I get you to address the main criticism that is being made by the Association of Principals and Deputies is that the universities are not looking at the wider student. I mean, the quote being that universities offer places without knowing anything about the student beyond their exam results, which can lead to mismatches between students and courses and contribute to high dropout rates. Should universities factor in other aspects of the student and of student and academic life and success beyond Leaving Cert?
Well, the present system is what we're working on today. Okay, the second announcement is coming out today of the second group of results, whether students make the grade or don't make the grade. I think that that is a big issue for the students themselves. I think that, you know, teachers and students have worked very hard over the past 5 to 6 years. So this problem that is being highlighted must be addressed now. Future considerations must be looked at between the unions, the Department of Education, and third level institutions.
But what's your view, Donal?
That's going forward. Sorry?
What's your view?
My view is basically that the basic problem with access is that there's always more demand than supply. So while CO system is fair, the highly competitive nature of the point system is a problem. Okay? More funding is required at second level education.
But sorry to cut across you. They're two separate issues, Donal. I'm not asking about resolving the amount of places that are available. I'm asking about the criticism that has been levied at the CAO, which is that regardless of the amount of places that are available, its methodology is flawed because it doesn't take in broader characteristics about the student. It just looks at their exam capacity. Do you agree with that?
It treats every student equally as they enter at this moment in time. And I would say that the CO system is fair, it's balanced, and it is extremely objective at this moment in time. If there is something that you say is needed, then we need to sit down and discuss that between the trade union movement, who represents the principals and deputy principals, the Department of Education, and third level institutions.
But as you sit as president of the ASTI, you don't see mismatches between students and courses as a function of the CAO that needs to be resolved by having the universities engage directly with students?
Well, no, students have a voice as well, okay, in all of this, okay, and I'm not cutting out students at all, because students have an extremely important voice in all this, okay, so it is important that students have their voice and their say as well. And, you know, once they produce what they feel is necessary, then I'm sure all other groups will sit down with them and we will discuss the issues and broaden it out as required.
Sorry, Donal, maybe I asked the question badly. What I'm just checking to clarify is that as you stand currently as president of the Association of Secondary Teachers, you do not agree that the universities need to have direct engagement with students as an additional facet beyond objective and anonymous Leaving Cert exams.
No, I have no problem with the universities having links with the students, okay, provided that the unions and the Department of Education and the principals and deputy principals, that everybody sits around the table together and comes up with a solution which may not be there, right? The present system we have is working. It is working fairly. The biggest problem, of course, is the slight grade inflations, which will rectify themselves in the coming year. Coming years, I think it'll take a few years for them to actually come back down, but gradually come back down. But you have also to think of the fact that the number of pupils entering or applying for third level is increasing at a rapid rate, and the government haven't invested heavily. Our investment is very low in comparison to many other countries. So we haven't looked at the demographic to see the number of students applying for courses at third level has increased, and therefore there needs to be greater investment.
Well, to that issue,
the investment is the issue.
Let me bring Brian Mooney back in, guidance counsellor and education columnist with the Irish Times. That's the area which is demonstrably unfair. If you have got maximum points and you then discover that you are not able to get the course that you want, you could see how students would feel very aggrieved. What's the solution to that, Brian?
Well, you see, universities are like anything else, they're businesses. They're selling their product on the market. And in any country internationally and in Ireland, universities are selling on the international market a number of places to make the books balance. And as Donal was saying there, obviously additional funding, you know, would solve the problem. But if you look at any education system anywhere in the world, the demands from early childhood, from primary, from post-primary, where Donal represents, are so acute that when you actually go to split out the cake, ultimately the third level people are the last in the line, because you have to look after, you know, the needs of special needs children in early childhood. All of these factors come into play. So effectively, the universities are always going to be short of money. And what do? Where there's an international demand, they sell places. That means less places available for domestic. If the government were to turn around in the morning and were to give a flood of money into education, which satisfies the needs of third level, we have to remember that Ireland, as a member of the EU, is ultimately having to offer places fairly right across the EU to all students, not just to Irish students. So those places would become available to European students. Since Brexit, it kicked in 2 or 3 years ago, the number of applicants from other European countries to come to Ireland has gone from about 2,000 to 9,000, because obviously European students going to the UK are now paying international fees in the UK. So even if we were to turn around tomorrow and put an avalanche of money into third level in this country, that would become very attractive to students from other EU countries who would like to study in an English-speaking university. So there are no simple solutions to this problem, Anton. At the end of the day, universities trying to make the books balance have given places which would otherwise possibly have gone to Irish or other EU students, and that is creating tensions and pressures. But as to your key point that you were asking, Donal, there, ultimately, the CO system is ultimately fair because, you know, social class in any society will attempt to look after those, you know, your own children, basically. In Ireland, it comes through the grind system. Bring in a personal assessment by the universities where they're assessed students, and ultimately it then becomes an issue of how well prepared the student is, how articulate they are as interview, and all of those social class structures.
Brian, thank you. Likewise, thank you very much to Donal. That's Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Education Columnist with the Irish Times, and Donal Cremin, President of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.